Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 111 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network. You caught me in the car today. I'm on my way to the dentist. Just be glad that you're not me going and doing this. Wanted to tell you about something cool that has been added to a Google tool that has been out there for a little while. So the tool is Google Earth, which I'll bet you may be familiar with. Google Earth calls itself the world's most detailed globe. It's a great big map that you can zoom in on. You can see things in 3D. You can drop yourself down on the street and use Google Maps Street View. It's really a pretty cool thing. But until this point, it has been primarily a consumption tool. You go in, you look, you read the little information cards, you see, and then you're done. Now, Google has added some creation tools to it as well. And so what this looks like, it kind of looks a little bit like a combination of the Google Tour Creator and Google My Maps, which are both mapping tools where you can create and add things to the map. What's neat about this with Google Earth is that it puts it on that amazing detailed virtual globe. And so here's basically what you can do. You can open up Google Earth, and once it's open, there's a little button along the side that's for the tools or the projects. And so you click on that, and you're able to start dropping pins or drawing lines or drawing shapes over the top of the map. And then what it'll do is it'll let you put those in order. Now, with each one of those, you're able to add a title, you're able to add a description, you're able to add links and pictures and videos and all sorts of stuff. And so as I see this, it starts to make me think, my goodness, how cool would this be for really anything that has to do with geography, where if you're able to drop pins and then add text to it, add pictures to it, add videos to it, add whatever to it, now students are able to be able to, you know, show what they know, demonstrate their learning by putting it onto the map. And then what's even cooler about all of these creation tools is that once you're done, you can hit present and you can click through the different locations and Google Earth will fly you. It'll pick you up away from the globe and fly you into each of these locations one by one by one. So it really does feel like it's a tour all over the world, or, you know, if it's, you know, something within a single city, all over the city. So how could this be used in a classroom? Oh my goodness, there's lots and lots of possibilities. I keep thinking about how easily this fits with history. You know, you could drop pins in different locations on a historical event, you know, maybe the different parts of a battle or the different places that explorers went or whatever. This definitely works with stories. I'm thinking like novels that are set in a real location. You could plot all the different places there. With science, if there's anything physical science related, you know, you could tag different places where, you know, there are different climates and biomes and a variety of different things there. You could even tag locations of places in your community, places within a specific city that a student's studying. I mean, on and on and on. There's so much that you can do with it. So head on over to Google Earth if you want to check it out. Google.com/earth will get you there, and you can start creating one of these projects. They are saved right into your Google Drive. I haven't tried to turn them in through Google Classroom, but I would imagine if they're saved in your Google Drive, you should be able to turn them in through Google Classroom. So if you want students to create those and turn them in through Classroom or through a learning management system, that should work too. So just another tool in your tool belt of things that you can have your students do. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.